What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone. Let's do this, you guys. Jelly Roll and Post Malone. The tickets go on sale Friday at noon. But you can win a pair right now by texting the word SAVE, S-A-V-E, to 20357. Text SAVE to be entered to win tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone July 1st, Oracle Park, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is SAVE, and we're doing this all the live long day. Our contest text line is 20357. SAVE is this hour's code word. Did you say you had some?
Yeah, from our other text line, the one where you can contribute to the show, and we read these all morning. Try to anyway.
Yeah.
206 says, speaking of learning new skills, I've been taking quilting classes at Cloth Carousel in Vacaville.
Oh, ding, ding.
And have made two quilts. Quilts rule.
Quilts do rule, and they are no joke. Like, they are so, it's arduous to make a big quilt.
But they're beautiful, and anyone you,
so gorgeous.
You, like, once you've got a couple in your house, start gifting them. Man, that's the best gift you could possibly give someone.
Oh, my God.
707, 47-year-old figure skater here, started as an adult.
Oh, that's
regular
exciting.
Attendee at Sun Valley Adult Skate Camp.
I love
Diane
it.
Diane and Cotati, radio, ding, ding, shame.
Hey, Diane.
Going on a quilting skillcation in March to San Luis Obispo. Janet from San Pablo.
I love it.
I'm taking a skillcation in Portugal next year. I'll be taking two dressage lessons a day.
Oh my God, how exciting.
On Lusitano stallions.
Lusitano?
There's two T's, so I don't know.
I think it's the Lipizzano.
Oh, Lipizzaners?
Yeah, I think that's what she means.
I don't know.
Because I've heard of those.
Whatever. Well, there's some kind of stallion.
Incredible. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun for John, but that's a dream vacation for me.
510 says, Maddie has no hobbies, and then proceeds to name 10 hobbies. Yeah, you got tons of stuff, dude.
You keep yourself busy. If you didn't have anything going, like even having your dog, like a dog can be a hobby.
510 says, Matt.
T.
Me.
Matt.
Matt.
Alameda's great for bikes. Bay trails through Gene Sweeney Park to Alameda Point.
All right.
Slow streets, new bike lanes everywhere.
All right, I'll get on it.
Yeah, that'd be good
get
for you.
Get down on it.
Yeah.
Get down on
but
it.
Netflix is so good.
Oh, speaking of Netflix.
Netflix is not a hobby, is it?
It's not. It's definitely not. Someone wrote in and said, the most watched NFL game of 2023 was under 46 million, as I had mentioned, the 60 million that Netflix got for the Tyson fight. Right. And I don't know what you're looking at, maybe a regular season, but I quickly Googled it. The last Super Bowl had 123.4 million watchers.
Was she saying on Netflix or was she saying on?
I don't think Netflix has ever had a football game.
Not yet.
Oh, these are their first football games.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see how many people
are
watching.
I think Christmas Day. You put
it's a biggie.
Those are really good games, big teams, big games on Christmas Day. They're going to get equal to the 60. I bet they even beat it. I really do. I think that's a day where people would go, we finished the presents. The meal is in the oven. Let's watch some football.
They're going to do good with it. I used to get the weekly TV ratings. Remember? I feel like we used to talk about that. I'm going to see if I can find them.
Anyway,
I'm not sign up for Nielsen. I don't think so.
I'm not saying for sure they're going to get the most viewers of all time, but Netflix, you still don't want to have that thing buffering. Mm. People who love their teams are going to be a problem for you.
Yes.
The Niners aren't playing, so, you know, I don't have a pony but I'll root for Pittsburgh over KC, and I'll probably root for Baltimore over Houston.
Balmer.
That's anyway. How you say Baltimore, apparently, you guys.
Yeah, we didn't know.
He's like, I'm flying into Balmer. We're like, well, where's Balmer?
Oh, and happy birthday, Tatum. And happy birthday, Sarah.
Oh, hey, Tatum. We're birthday twins.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday to
trash me.
Oh.
Yes, you.
All right. I'm going to start with the box office. We talked a little bit about Red One last week. The expectations were low. They say that this is one of the, you know, here's The Rock, who I think Did we find out he was paid something like $50 million to do this movie or some crazy amount of whatever the budget was? Or was it $25 million? I thought it was 50.
Thought it was 50.
Well, it did win the weekend. However, yeah, I guess it wasn't. It was like the only big release. Red One has actually lowered what they thought. They thought they made about $34 million mm-hmm. for first place. It looks like it was more like $32 million. Gladiator 2 was released overseas, and that made $87 million overseas specifically, which breaks the record for, I think, for like an R-rated. Let me see exactly what the thing was.
Anybody there. Frothing to see Gladiator 2?
Yes.
You are?
Are you?
Yes. I've heard
interesting.
So
okay.
many good things about it. By the way, The Rock was paid $30 million for Red One, so they made a profit of, not a profit, they made.
No, they have not.
Taking him
they're
out.
They're nowhere near a profit
still,
yet.
They
right.
only made $4 million.
Gladiator 2 roared to an $87 million, 63 market debut, and it's the biggest R-rated international opening in history for Paramount.
Okay.
As well as the biggest foreign launch ever.
A lot of qualifiers there, but okay.
I know, for Ridley Scott. Oh, they find a way to make it mm-hmm. seem to matter. So the guess on Red One was 30 to 35 million, and they came in at 32 million. People are saying, this movie sucks. What was it like? Was it 32% on Rotten Tomatoes or some like seriously low?
I think it was real low.
Yeah. Let's see. It cost, guess, oh my God, I have what it cost to make. Now, I have what it cost to make. I don't know that this contains what they pay to market this stuff because that's for a big release, that's $100 million mm-hmm. to go nationwide. So, yep. You want to make a guess? Knowing that he was paid, what did you say, $30 million?
He was $30
million. $30 million just for The Rock.
What did they pay?
What was the this is the budget for that movie. For making that movie, not necessarily promoting it.
$150
million. $250. They're never going to make that money back. So...
Well, it's a... I said this before, though, and maybe this is what they're counting on. It's a Christmas movie... So if it runs for every season for 10 years, maybe there's some comeback for them.
So it didn't do badly internationally, I would say. 51 million, 32 million domestically, 51 million internationally. I want to say they said 75 markets. I'm not sure. So right now it's at $83 million. And I don't know what gets released this week, so... Maybe it stays. Maybe it does another week. And we're not even, you know, honestly, we're not even at Thanksgiving yet. Maybe it does hang around through Christmas and has some legs. That's what they keep mentioning. They're hoping it has legs. They hope it has legs. They hope it has some staying power.
Their marketing plan has worked in that when my family said, we're going to see a Christmas movie, I was like, oh, we're going to see Red One. And it turns out there's another Christmas movie out there. You just haven't heard about it. Because they didn't spend a fortune marketing
right.
it.
This is actually, it looks like it's the second week for the best Christmas pageant ever. It did about $5 million domestically this past weekend.
That is weak.
Yeah, total gross after 2 weeks is $19 million. Let me see if it's...
It couldn't have cost that much to make. And the star, we don't know her name.
Judy Greer.
Well, we know it now. Right. But I mean, yesterday we had to look it up and I saw the movie and liked it and didn't know her name.
By the way, this weekend, Gladiator 2 does come out.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's going to...
My Red One.
I will give you a review on Monday. I'll most likely go see that in the theater.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. And I hope that you like it. I hope it's worth it.
Yeah.
You have a date for that or are you just going to go by yourself?
IMAX. I'm going to be down in LA, so...
Will you get Milk Duds?
Now that you've talked about it so much, actually yesterday I was...
God, that is crap candy. I just don't know how any of you eat that.
And I looked for a box of Milk Duds. I was going to bring some for Sarah's birthday, but they were sold out.
Oh, well, we mentioned Milk Duds and that's that. I mean, everyone went, oh, I got to get them and I freeze them like Jane does.
I swear, I had to run a gauntlet in this hall as people were yelling, Milk Duds are good, you're lame.
What?
Are you talking? Jane said she freezes them and just sucks on them.
Yeah.
Like a
Junior Mints.
Like a Jawbreaker or something like that.
Junior Mints are good like that too.
I swear Milk Duds are made and marketed by a denture company or some like They're just standing by to make you new teeth because truly,
they're pulling
how do
all
you
your
get
fillings
through
out.
A box of, oh.
Yeah.
No, not a All right.
So, having really long nails.
Yeah.
I mean, we've ruminated about this on this program many a time. I go somewhere and I see someone who just has talons sticking off the ends of their fingers. They're beautiful. But they seem very, and we've talked about, like, you know, Cardi B gets these nails or Nicki Minaj gets these nails. I mean, they have someone to wipe them, I guess.
No, they don't.
But they could, though.
I don't care how.
Now, are you offended by
that?
We can
hear that. I can hear that. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, am I offended by that question?
No,
What's the question?
Don't ignore that. That's coming up.
Okay. Yeah. Go on.
So we were talking about the fingernails that are too long to seem like they're doing it. If you're Nicki Minaj, if you're Cardi B, if you're someone, you know, who's
no one's wiping
means,
you is my point.
Okay.
No
fine.
One.
Sure. But you could afford that. I'm saying the person who's checking me out at Target, who I'm like, damn, I bet you those are A, expensive, and B, problematic. Like, this is not a person who's just sitting there saying, oh, somebody brings me my food and cuts it up for me and puts it in my mouth. Like, this is a person who's working. They're at work. And I'm like, that just seems so incredibly inconvenient. But that's just me.
Well, you're right.
I feel like that would be
but
an
you
inconvenience.
Know what? That's like high level inconvenience. I even look at Jane when she puts her outfits together and I think I couldn't keep up with that every day.
Oh, it looks like so much work.
And then you've set a standard for yourself now and now you're going to go to the gym and wear what? Well, you're not going to put on Dayglow. You're Jane.
Jane, do you go to the gym? And if so, what do you wear?
I just don't think that
she'll text us.
She doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, you've set a standard for yourself. You got to keep that up. As much as I admire her and wish I could do the same. I'd like to look cool all the time, but I just can't keep that up. No way. Anyway, these people with the nails, I think they've set a standard for themselves. People expect them to be, you know, done.
Yeah. I just want to sneak this in.
Yeah.
Jane and I are texting back and forth because she was wishing me a happy birthday earlier, and I'm looking to see if she's texting about what the goth girl wears to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's not burdened by the fingernails, right? But yesterday, black sweats she wears. It just popped up. Black sweats. That's it. On her Instagram yesterday, she posted them. Did you happen to see the pants that she was wearing yesterday?
I saw what she posted.
Like,
yes.
You did. So you saw this. Because I saw them in real life and went, those are a commitment. Like, are you sweating in those? So she's got this picture of her legs that are just like encased in leather, I guess, or vinyl. And cute little.
I didn't know what
boots.
That material was, but it's bright silver, right?
It's like a silvery black. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, looking at that.
She's crazy. Wearing chainmail pants.
I mean,
they're
honestly,
easy. Don't worry about it. They're fine.
Sure. I'm sure they are. So, Cynthia Erivo, she is the actress who is playing Elphaba in the movie about Wicked. And she's out there promoting it. It's open. Isn't that opening next week or? I mean, that's got to be right around the corner. I think it's like maybe it's Friday.
Oh, she's a Brit. Did you know that?
I don't think I did know that.
I looked it up, her up real quick because I felt like I've only seen her in that one movie we watched. What was that called? It was like a Stephen King story.
Yes, it was at Mr. Mercedes.
Whatever
or
it
the
was.
Outsiders. The Outsider.
The Outsider. Okay, there's that. But before that, I've never heard of this lady.
Yeah.
And so I was just kind of trying to see where did we get her from? But it seems like most of her work was in, 2018 is the first stuff I see here.
Wicked is released this weekend, the 22nd.
Oh, so this weekend is Gladiator and Wicked?
Yeah.
This is going to be a huge
my goodness.
Box
I take it back. I might end up seeing Wicked.
I was going to say, yeah. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Wicked is a stage play, right?
Yeah.
It is. It's based on a book.
Musical.
It's a musical.
It is a musical.
So is this movie a musical?
Yes.
Because why else would they get Ariana? They could have gotten any superstar actress
they
to do this.
They have definitely, apparently, just the things that I haven't done a deep dive on this, but they have done their own thing with this. Like, it's the story from Wicked, but even from the book, which ends one way to the stage play, which ends another way. They say they've made significant changes, but they're doing this, like, you have to wait a year for part two. So
that's exactly what Tom Cruise did with Mission Impossible 8.
Well, that is, you know, good, the first half, good for business.
And now we're sitting here waiting for the second half.
It looks like a feast for the eyes, this movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just, every time I see a trailer or anything for it, I'm just like, oh, look, it just looks delicious. So Cynthia Erivo is out there promoting this movie, which opens this weekend.
Oh, apparently. They call her a singer, too.
I've never heard her sing.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But that's might be why she's in this as well.
Well, if you aren't a great, these are big songs. Mm. Like some of these songs are, you know, they're not Gravity. Like those are hard songs.
Oh, the song is called Gravity?
Defying Gravity. I
never heard of it.
Play me a little of that.
Hold on.
Think I'll try defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity.
Mm.
Oh. Defying gravity. It's even higher than I was singing.
Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity.
Now, is that Adele Dazeem?
It's Elsa. Yeah. I mean.
It is.
It's
right.
Adini Menzel.
Adina.
It's Elsa.
It's Adele Dazeem. Yeah. I think she originated the part of Elphaba on Broadway.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So anyway, Cynthia Erivo, I'm never getting to the story. Like literally we've been 10 minutes just talking about fingernails. And so Cynthia Erivo shows up at Dax Shepard's podcast, which is called Armchair Expert.
Big show.
It is actually a very big podcast.
Very long running, very big podcast.
Now, who's the lady who because I was listening to, I'm listening to a little bit of this morning, and I thought it was maybe him and his wife.
No. Dax, let me look up.
Hold on. I have a question for Vinny. What are you laughing about over there?
You said, I'm never going to get to this story. And then you just turn back and you go, Dax Shepard. And then you pause. And that pause leads to the next question, which leads to your next question, which leads to us not on getting to the
100.
Monica Padman.
Monica Padman is his co-host. All right. You know, she butts in a lot in this interview. So I know you did a lot of cleanup on this. So Cynthia Erivo shows up at the Armchair Expert podcast. And of course, Dax asks her the question. Do you want to
just play it.
Go ahead and play it.
When you're wiping your butt.
I knew you would ask that question.
Everyone's afraid to ask it.
No one's afraid to ask it.
Oh, is everyone asking that?
Everybody asks that question.
All girls, though?
No, everybody asks that question.
Okay, yeah. Very cliche.
And my answer is, nobody uses just their fingers to wipe their backside. You use tissue.
Oh, sure.
Correct. And you wipe.
Yeah. I guess my question is, does the tissue go on the tip of the fingernails or do you try to get the tissue on the
pads of the
fingers? Okay, great. We're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
And then
seems like you're slicing.
And then you're just feeling a little tickle of the nails on your rebar sometimes?
No, because the tissue's there. You don't feel none of that. I fold.
Okay.
Oh, you're a folder. Yeah. I bunch.
Now, are you offended by that question? Or are you like, I get it.
Well, I get it.
You're annoyed by it.
I'm annoyed by it. I'm like, come on, guys. But I get it. But it's also like, I'm a functioning adult. And I've never walked around smelling like, you know.
No one thinks that. In fact, everyone thinks you smell so good. It begs the question, how are you wiping your tush?
Mm. Okay.
I still have more questions. But...
That wasn't good enough of an answer.
No, it was fine.
You gotta throw
it was
a
fine.
Leg up on the countertop.
Oh.
To get a clean full.
I do feel like you've created a problem for yourself. Like hers are, I would say those are 3 inches long and pointy. Like it's not like it's a regular size nail that just went out and then is rounded at the tip. It's like it narrows down to it's like a little cone. Nail.
I think if you figured out that you couldn't get yourself clean, you wouldn't wear those.
Right.
So she's certainly the first time you must go, well, let's see how this works.
Yeah. Maybe.
No one wants to walk around itchy.
No.
You know, that's like you see a 5-year-old going, and they're picking their butt. You realize they didn't clean themselves. Even a grown-up would feel itchy if they hadn't gotten themselves clean.
Mm.
Cynthia Erivo going around to promote Wicked with an itchy butt would not go over.
Pictured here smelling her fingers.
Just
to make sure. Well, what? I mean, it kind of looks like that. Anyway, I guess you probably start with like a small little Lee press-on nail and you work it up. By the way,
listen to Dear Baloney all getting grossed out about fingernails.
Well, here's his thing. He doesn't want us to, he is so concerned with, rightfully so, with what can and can't be said on the air. Did you hear how he flipped? There's certain ways that it can be said because you didn't have to edit all of it, but you had certain things that got said, he had to flip it over.
I didn't hear that.
Backwards. Or these weird little garbled.
That's 'cause I'm good.
You're so good. You're amazing. Good. You're amazing.
You're doing a great job.
Anyway, thank you, friend.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And I guess I'll end with this. Pete Davidson, I think he might be back in rehab. He's got... this is from The Sun. It is a tabloid. It's a British tabloid. They're claiming that Pete Davidson checked himself back into rehab after some kind of secret romance and breakup with Maria Georges from The Bachelor. She's a cute girl, Vin. Apparently, she's also some kind of actress. Like, she had like a couple like very small acting credits, but she's known, I guess, for being on The Bachelor. So she was a Bachelor.
She's really pretty.
Yeah, she is cute. Some so-called source says that he checked into rehab in Florida. He flew in on his private jet. He's in pretty bad shape, they're saying. Not in a good place. But he did show up on November 2nd on Saturday Night Live. He was seen at a restaurant in Tennessee on November 5th. Because apparently there's a Pete Davidson watch. Every known location is somehow documented. So if he is in rehab, he did indeed check in pretty recently, but... There you go. That's what everyone's saying, that he's in a bad state after breaking up with Maria Georges, which was never even a confirmed relationship to begin with. So there's that. Mm. Is there anything else here?
Mm. Super sad.
Rooting for him. Mm.
Girls, though, women, sorry, woman.
Women.
Can be just as much a kryptonite to somebody as anything.
Yep.
You know, you get yourself invested in someone.
We're very addicted.
And
addictive.
Addicting.
We're addicting.
So I feel for him.
Yeah. All right. What's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including the best and worst days to drive for Thanksgiving vacation, Spirit Airlines bankruptcy. How will that affect your flights? And a bunch of cocaine.
Oh, I can smell that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Dooby, 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 doo. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Cyndi Lauper is at the Chase Center for her farewell tour on November 26th. We get to talk to her yesterday. That's a podcast from yesterday's show.
Yep.
Check out the 9 o'clock hour from the Sarah and Vinny podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. The Odyssey app works. Tickets are still available. And we will be talking to Cyndi yesterday at 9 o'clock. Oops.
What just happened?
I just kept reading and I'm like, oh, we're going to be talking to, we're not, we did that yesterday. My bad. It's called pre-reading, Sarah. Check into it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its foundation are grateful for the energizing enthusiasm they see from our neighbors and nonprofits in the Bay Area cities where they live and work. Visit FremontBank.com today to discover more. Here's what's happening. Some clouds today, storm on the way. Get ready.
Okay. Battening down the hatches. I feel like even all the leaves aren't down yet. Like, you know, you're getting ready for rain, but the rain's going to take a lot of the leaves off the trees and fill your gutters up.
You and your gutters. I have a house overflow. That I never spend nearly the amount of time. Actually, I spend no time worrying about my gutters.
I have so many trees overhanging the top of my house that it's a freaking nightmare.
Mm.
Freaking.
Anyway, it is still very, yesterday was picture perfect. So I went good. On this hike and was just, with all the fall colors on the trees and the sun was still out. So that was really the point for me, was get out there.
Yeah.
Because
a little vitamin D on your skin.
We're going to get shut in for a few days here as the storm hits.
Yeah.
Anyway, my first story is about the best and worst days to drive for Thanksgiving. Now, listen, I'm not trying to bum your trip.
Okay.
I'm not doing this because when I say the dates to not drive, if you've scheduled your road trip for those that time, you're going to be like, oh, ah!
Dagnabbit.
Vinny! I'm trying to help you. That's why I'm doing the story.
Right.
AAA expects a record number of Americans to travel for Thanksgiving. Here's when you do and don't want to hit the road. They're expecting just under 80 million people to head out this year. That's up from 78 last year.
Oh, boy.
72 million will drive. 5.8 million will fly. And 2.3 buses?
Well.
Trains?
Oh.
And other modes of transportation.
I suppose if you live in one big city, and you'd be easy enough to take the train to the next big city.
Mm-hmm.
Go New York to Boston all the time.
Yeah, we took Philly to New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, train. We sure did.
Mm-hmm. The worst days to leave. It depends on where you're headed, but general, the worst time to be on the road. Next Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Is that when you're leaving?
I fly on Tuesday. I land in Balmer, and then I have to drive.
Balmer.
Drive 3.5 hours.
One of those things where I was like,
of course it's
there's people with road trips planned who just heard Tuesday at 1 and went, oh, no.
My money was on Wednesday.
Dang it. That's our whole thing is planned for Tuesday at 1.
Ruined.
Now what do we do?
Thanks, Vinny.
You sit in traffic.
You suffer through it. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. It's worth it to get to your loved ones and not talk about politics.
They say next Tuesday from 1 to 7 and next Wednesday from 1 to 5 are the worst times to be on the road and the worst times to head home. Sunday, December 1st between noon and 6 p.m. or Monday, December 2nd between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m.
I'm
a double winner.
He's a double loser.
I'm coming back on Sunday.
He is a double loser.
And on Monday, they say it's rough because there's also the regular commuter traffic for everyone who went back to work. And you said, we'll take one more day and then we'll miss all the... You are not going to miss nothing.
Yeah.
The best day to drive is Thursday.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
The day.
I'm flying on Thanksgiving. We're going to have dinner at noon at some restaurant and then we're getting on a plane and flying home.
Boom. Now, listen. Bankruptcy isn't the end of the world.
Isn't it?
No. I've actually been told that it's a rebirth.
Okay.
It's a new beginning.
I believe you.
It's a fresh start.
Seems logical.
I've been through one. Yeah. In college, I got into a lot of credit card debt.
Oh, you personally?
Yeah. So I filed for bankruptcy when I was 27, I think.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What kind of credit card? I mean,
you got to understand, I was working in West Virginia making like 18K a year, and I had like $30,000 in credit card debt. And I went to a credit counseling and...
Did you have mink shoes?
No. Yeah. It was just over the course of college. And, you know, in college, I just was like, it's free money. Yay.
Yeah, no, I mean, I learned about... My first card was an American Express. And buying all the music I ever wanted, which I was like... You know, this was when you bought CDs and records and things. So I bought all the music I ever wanted. Okay. And then I also was like, all right, boys, I got this. And then very quickly, it was like a month in, I went, oh, my God, I'm doomed.
Well, yeah, because 1 month later is when the statement shows up.
And
American Express is, you got to pay it all right now.
So it really saved me from that. From what you experienced, because they went, you owe us the whole amount.
Yeah, it wasn't $14. It was $1,400.
No, it was like $500, but still, I didn't have that.
I was 25. And I bought a house. Like, you know, by the time I was 31, I bought a house. So, I bought the first condo that I bought in Prechera Hill.
That's a wow.
So,
you
so it isn't the end of the world.
You must have done a lot of work to repair your credit.
Yeah. But it's like I said, it's not the end of the world. It's not the best thing in the world. I wouldn't ever want to do it again, but there you go.
All right. Bankruptcy.
Anyway.
You can
Spirit Airlines
it.
Filed for bankruptcy to restructure their debt. Some people are worried that because this airline is having troubles, it'll create more issues for the holidays. They say, don't worry. They're not going out of business. It's the first major It's the first major airline to go bankrupt since 2011, but it's not that unusual. American, Delta, and United all filed for bankruptcy at one point.
Oh.
Because they buy up these other things. It's the typical corporate culture, which is, we really can't afford it, but we can't afford not to buy it, so let's just buy it.
And we'll deal with the repercussions later. We'll restructure our debt later.
Aren't you supposed to just, like everybody else, budget what you can afford to buy, and then we can't... Yeah, you know what? We checked in our bank account and we can't afford it.
Okay, maybe next time. We'll save our pennies here at the corporation and wait till the next thing comes along. And maybe we'll be lucky enough to buy that.
Drunken sailors. We'll take it. And that.
Yeah.
Give us one of those too.
What could possibly go wrong?
Anyway, they're not going to stop flying. So Spirit Airlines bankruptcy. If you're seeing that announcement, they'll continue to fly. You're going to be fine.
Okay. I believe it.
They say here JetBlue tried to buy them for $3.8 billion this year, but a judge blocked it, saying the merge would harm travelers by allowing all the airlines to up their prices. It does the continued shrinking of competition is a real, you know what?
A bitch.
Mm-hmm. This is going to make your sniffer a little jealous.
Okay.
Nearly
is this the cocaine story?
$900,000 worth of cocaine was hidden in hot chocolate packages found in East Virginia at Dulles?
East Virginia.
Dulles.
Washington
Airport.
Dulles International Airport. They found 28 pounds of cocaine.
In Swiss Miss packages. Was it a dog that got him?
With a street value of almost $1 million. Wow. The cocaine was concealed inside 10 packages of hot chocolate, which was brought to the United States by courier from Guatemala. My wife and kids are Guatemalan.
Ah.
Mm. Anyway, the packages were originally discovered on October 5th, they say, and officers found 10 bricks of a white powdery substance concealed between layers of coffee grounds. Oh. You always hear about the coffee grounds.
They say that blocks the smell.
Uh-huh.
Confuses the dog's noses.
And under a double layer of chocolate bars in hot chocolate packages. All that cocaine.
And chocolate.
Swiss Miss.
The shipment was destined for a location in northern East Virginia.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Wow.
Like northern West Virginia, but that's where we border. Dulles is like an hour and a half from.
Oh. Yeah. You fly into Dulles or Balmer?
Did you ever drive into East Virginia and claim to be East Virginian because maybe they didn't look very well upon West Virginians, or did you always just throw down?
You've met me. I wear bleed blue and gold West Virginia, man. I don't care.
He's all, the Mountaineers here.
I look down on them.
What?
They're from the wrong part of Virginia.
When you were like 16, you were this proud of yourself, huh? All right.
Yeah, I've always been very proud to be from where I'm from.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Didn't you say you thought, felt like you had a tiny wiener then and didn't have many friends?
And you ate food off the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are all true.
All true. Okay.
I'm an enigma.
He was flown to school in a helicopter from his house with no plumbing. I love
that. Yeah, what about that?
Also true.
Yeah.
All right.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts. You don't have to ask me twice.
Fast facts. Planters Peanuts was founded in 1906, but the Mr. Peanut mascot didn't come along until 1916, when a 14-year-old schoolboy named Antonio Gentile, submitted a drawing to a trademark contest. He received a $5 prize for his winning sketch, which doesn't sound like much. But it's about $150 in today's money.
Oh, $5 is $150 today, huh?
And the founder of Planters also paid for Antonio and his four siblings to go to college.
Whoa!
Emidio Abici was the owner of Planters.
Emidio Abici?
Emidio Abici.
Emidio Abici. That's a guy of my peanuts. I'm Mr. Peanut. Mm-hmm. Emidio Abici.
Right. Pretty cool. Everybody
it's incredible.
That's actually
a great story.
I mean, the kid got ripped off. The logo lives today. So, you know.
Yeah, but he got to go to college.
Yeah, but
I think that's why. Just his little dumb drawing. It's great.
Total burn. Jack Black's mother.
Oh, Mrs. Black.
No. Judith Love Cohen.
Oh.
Not Judith Love Black.
Judith Love Cohen.
Cohen.
All right.
Was an aerospace engineer who worked on the Hubble telescope. She also co-created the abort guidance system that was used during the Apollo 13 mission to bring the astronauts home.
Wow. Fascinating.
Oh.
Fast fact.
That is a fast fact right there.
How do you like that?
Yeah, I wonder if Jack Black's like a big disappointment to her. An actor? What?
Real ninjas.
But also a singer, Mom.
Oh, real ninjas.
Do they exist?
Didn't wear all black. They wore dark blue because it was actually a more effective way to blend in at night.
Ah.
Dark blue.
Hmm. Well, you know, we try not to let our ninja secrets out into the world, so I'm kind of upset that you did that.
It's very hard to tell the difference, though. I didn't know forever, and I've been an NFL fan for my whole life, that the Chicago Bears are navy blue and orange. I just thought they were black and orange.
Mm. Oh.
And the same's true of, what do they call the Michigan? It's like maize and blue, right?
Michigan's except, maize and blue.
But if you see the team on the TV, it looks like black and gold. It doesn't, you know, you can't tell.
Maize anyway. Being the yellow?
Yeah.
Mm. Corn yellow.
Mm-hmm. Until 1966, NBA teams could claim who went to college within 50 miles of their arena before the draft. That's how teams managed to grab players like Wilt Chamberlain and Oscar Robertson. They were within.
They didn't claim them?
They claimed them before the draft because they were with proximity.
Oh.
The proximity
as in these
thing.
Are homegrown
yep.
kids. Wow.
We'll take them.
That's interesting that that stopped. That's called money talking.
Mm-hmm.
You can't claim them. But Wilt Chamberlain was claimed.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. Jack Black's mother is a rock star. When she was in the hospital having him, NASA was begging her to come back to work. There were things they felt that only she could do.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. I love that.
The 925's bragging. Not traveling or eating at a restaurant for Thanksgiving. Easy peasy. All right, take it easy. You don't have to flex in front of everybody. I mean, okay,
that's nice,
fine,
though.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
They use a bidet. Glenn, 510.
Oh, people with the really long...
The people
oh,
with
right,
the long
right.
nails, the, they just
Nicki
use
Minaj,
a bidet.
She's all like, make sure there's a bidet where I'm going to go.
I
tour bus with
in
a
Hawaii,
bidet.
Every toilet, I think, I don't know, maybe not every toilet, but the toilet at the hotel where I stay had a bidet. And you
next
you,
to it or built-in one on the seat?
Built-in one on the seat.
Okay.
And you just sit there and it's like warm and clean and...
Mm. Sounds great.
Really easy.
You loved it.
I did like it. Oh, 415. Maybe she has a bidet.
Maybe.
Cynthia Erivo, says 415, was in a 2018 Jeff Bridges movie, Bad Times.
At El Royale.
At Oil. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know that.
I saw that. Isn't Thor in that too? And that has a great cast. At the,
I'm looking at
yeah, it. That's a, I think she's the woman that he falls in love with there.
Oh.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth is in it. Dakota Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a weird movie. I mean, I did enjoy it, but very, very weird.
Wicked has been running on Broadway since 2003 and continues to tour. Vinny, when it returns to SF, you must take your girls.
I thought
it
you
is
did take
a
them.
Total spectacle. They will love it. It's my kids' favorite musical. They are now 17 and 20. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you.
Carlin from San Carlos listening on Odyssey. I haven't taken them, but Christina likes plays. And she says Wicked's the best play she's ever seen.
It's great. It's really, really great.
What is your favorite play of all time, though?
It's probably Book of Mormon.
Mm.
Although that's the most recent one I've seen. We're going to see Anne Juliet. Next week, which is on Broadway. It's like a reimagined Romeo and Juliet story. And it looks like it has like, I was looking at the trailer, like Backstreet Boys songs and stuff in it. And it's like, so I'm hoping that'll be good. But my sons are really mad that that's the play I picked.
For the record, my kid is a drama geek. Before I say this, she loves it.
Yes.
She's a theater, like, just
what's her
happiest
favorite
place in the world at all times. But all the drama geeks are writing right now, "Oh, Vinny," says 408, "Cynthia Erivo is as good a singer as Ariana, if not better. Just you wait."
Oh,
all right.
I can't wait.
I've only seen her in the one thing she played.
She was not singing.
What's
in
that girl's name that she
Holly
played? Holly. She played Holly. Something. I've seen that. And she did not sing. Right.
No.
Cynthia Erivo is a Tony Award winning musical theater star, you guys.
We did not know that. Forgive us, please.
Oh, my God. You don't know who Cynthia Erivo is? She's the ultimate singer. Y'all so dumb.
Oh, for real.
Sheesh.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
Good gosh.
You're dumb.
Nah, it just, you know, we are dumb about some stuff.
We really are.
But, you know, you gotta, I really feel like people need to relax about what someone knows and what someone doesn't know. Like, relax. It's okay.
It's good to be
I'm
right.
Not a big, I'm not necessarily someone who's all, oh my God, a play. I'm more like, yeah, I'll go. Sure.
It's fine. Stop lying.
Nobody. What are you talking about?
You would never say it like that. Like, oh, do we have to? Well, when is it? What time's it going to be over? How long is it? Where do we park for that?
That's the real me?
Yeah, that's
okay,
really
that's the real me. God. All right, I was going to say, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Can
you
tell?
Oh, yes, I'm fine.
Xerox.
I'll go.
Mike Duds are awesome.
Oh, Mike Duds.
Let them melt in your mouth. Rick from Hayward.
Mike Duds.
Sorry, I didn't know what to do. I was on my own in the middle of a movie theater. It's dark. I threw a couple in my mouth. I tried to bite them and the whole side of my face broke into pieces. The jaw, the molars.
Oh my God.
It just went. And I thought,
they're what? Usually so soft. I don't
they
know.
They were not
what
soft
with
at
it?
All.
Were
I
they
don't
old?
Know what you're
do you think
talking
those were like old dried out milk duds?
I don't know.
No,
the guy.
They're I think his experience is right. I mean, I enjoy them, but yeah,
I feel
it
like
is rough on
they're
your teeth.
They're biteable. Well, sure, they might stick, but he's saying they sounds like they broke up in your mouth.
They were gnarly. Yeah. I feel I
maybe
swear
to
me, I feel like they were bad ones.
No, because the only reason I bought milk duds is I saw some guy with a box of them on the counter and I'm looking him over going, milk duds, huh? How have I been? I've made it to the ripe old age of 45 and I've never tried a milk dud. Mm-hmm. I may have tried it, but I have no memory of trying it. So there I was. I went, I'm going to try a milk dud today. And then went, ah, sheesh. Some kind of denture company or something came up with these dumb things.
Treat yourself.
Everyone said, though, that you got to put them in the popcorn so they soften up.
I have heard that. You layer them in.
So you put butter and candy together.
Or you could get the kettle corn. That's not greasy.
Jesus,
like the
Sarah.
Butter. Look, I like things the way I like them. Then.
Treat yourself.
A round of
milk
duds.
Sausage.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
More tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.